you retired, or you just went out of this metal convention, you know most people out there, so I know this metal convention, and whether you drive on dominoes or not, it's gonna affect the car, or it's hard, or it'll affect our poor people in Thailand, of course, it'll affect the Malaysians, and obviously your Oregon troops, it'll affect the silly little Filipinos, a hell of a lot, and deep back, most of the Japanese. You agree? I agree. Japanese are watching.
And the Indians.
The Indians, so they don't care what happens, and if that, whether they're.
Yeah, well, yeah, it establishes there's only 100 million people,
but don't you see my point, Henry? We've got not to, Henry, how do you feel about this? This is a,
I think it's a.
Yeah, you see, it's the point. It's the point that then we did it because we thought it was right 2 years ago. Now we have to do it because the United States cannot fail.
I had a very interesting experience.
What do you think, Al, before Henry answers?
Do you agree with it?
Very much so.
But I had an interesting experience, Mr. President, with a group I haven't had a chance to tell you about. President and student bodies from 10 universities who were in here. And they were very late, of course, all over the place. And then I said to them, answer me this question. I know you want to get out of that but let me ask you this. What would look back from 73 to 74, what would impress you more? The president goes on television now and says he was all terrible getting out. Or is he sticks it, comes out with arguing the country over the continent, sticks his roof. Afterwards, you've got to say, we may not like this, I think, but I think it's what they said they were going to do. Which would impress me more? And actually, that is, they didn't say the second would impress us more, but they would be likely to think about that. How about having to say that? That was amazing. Yeah. A year ago, they would have said, well, you stupid bastard, you ought to get out now. And they both would have been students. But that part of these students, while it wasn't friendly to the administration, is quite different from what it was a year ago. So I think it is essential.
The mood of the country at the moment is negative, and it will continue to be for the next couple of weeks because of the television. Television has created doubts for 3 weeks. They've shown this horrible killing. They showed the helicopter people. They showed the South Vietnamese getting killed. And the people have the idea that the United States is taking the hell away. That's why we've got to win.
Yeah.
This country doesn't like to lose. This country doesn't like to lose. We have got to win this, and God, I just feel so strongly now that's why we popped him here. And it's done the same as true Camp Bowie West.
Do you realize that we have that Camp Bowie already
beat a
we beat a day, but they could, they would have come in to serve this board going by now. But now, I've had no personal reservations about any of these decisions, Mr. President. I was with you all the way. These are my profound convictions. I think that the United States, if we stick our tail between our legs and come slinking out of Vietnam, is effectively, as you say, finished as a world power.
Now looking at Cuba, let's turn it there. Do you still, my conviction is very strong, we cannot be left in our policy toward Cuba. I think, there are arguments to the effect of the Chileans recognizing the elements of all fragmentary arguments. Problems in Cuba are enormous. They are still, of course, in our revolution. So we throw in the towel of Cubans that the effect on the rest of Latin America could be massive, encouraging that, encouraging communist Marxist identity or call it what you will type revolutions. Now, I have made the question already, but I want to know what your honest opinion is to from the intelligence and everything else. Whole course on Cuba for her to start being nice to Castro.
Sir, I sat at your desk about a year ago on this question, and I gave you the answer then that I was opposed to the idea of relenting on Cuba. I'm just as opposed today, in fact, even more so. I think what's happened in Chile makes it even more advisable to keep a tough line on Cuba. I think if you give the impression that we're now soft on Cuba and can live with any of these things, I think that what I'm afraid is a wave in Latin America anyway is going to crash on the beach a lot faster. And it's a lot easier for this country to handle Cuba the way we handle her now than to start these little pacifying moves.
So you're right.
which are really cosmetic, and which just make it difficult to face the problem.
No, I don't want any of those pacifying things get in here. You know, well, they get in, but we're going to be sure that they're tricky, because a hell of a lot of sheets come through this office on that much. You know.
I'm sure you had
to do this or that or the other thing, but the damn Cubans now. I had a study today.
do, but we've got to not assume that the Catholic Church is going to, let me say, the Protestant Church is anything worse. I can say that because there are, I mean, except for the liberated fundamentalist type, most Protestants, like my Quakers, are pessimists or worse. That's what it is. The Catholics now, the Catholics, this rock bed, at least we had a communism, changed like now. There's someone that we have to get through the Catholics, what has happened to the church. They must know this in Eastern Europe, and they're just, I mean, they talk about the Polish Catholic Church.
As the Polish Catholic Church goes pretty good.
I know, no, I know, but what they allow them to do, the Polish Catholic Church is allowed to do more than most, but nevertheless, Henry, they don't have any kind of freedom that they really think the Catholic Church ought to have. Whatever left of it is conservative, but usually having the brown nose, the government.
Well, it gets too complicated.
good place for the PR to take a quick look. What do you think?
I think that's excellent. I think it's a good place for them to.
I think that's excellent.
They could do what you did last year. You sent someone from the Southeast there.
Yeah.
Got a little group down to Latin America.
Very good idea. Now, could I ask you one other thing? Could you follow up on putting my friend Tom Dewey on there? If I can get one. Could you call him or?
Yes, I talked to him about it. He was going to let me know whether he wanted to do it. I'll check him again. He said he had to think about it.
Why don't you call him? Would that be a nice thing?
Yes, sir. Please.
But you offered it to him.
Oh, yes, he offered it.
When would the next meeting be?
It's early April. Early April.
So you call him again.
Let me check it.
Maybe you check it again. He's up turned on.
Well, that's the problem.
I guess the wrong angle of conversation. You call him again, so the president raised it this morning, meeting with Mr. Holmes.
And then if he accepts, you can call him.
He accepts. And that there are weeks and things, so you know, Dewey would be a superb man, for example, to send on the kind of a private mission. This is a guy with a lot of clock.
Yeah, a little bit.
And that brain, he's strong. He'd be a good man. You know, he's stronger than